Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yes, yes, 1-2-1-2-1-2, yes. This is the Ian Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from Foxborough, Massachusetts. A few thousand feet within eye distance of Gillette Stadium. Shout out to Gillette Stadium, to DraftKings, to everybody who showed up, to the Fantasy Sports Fest. We just left Gillette. We had a fantastic day there.
Yep.
We're dropping that episode next. Rob Gronkowski, Jim Brewer, my Stern Show nemesis and friend, respected colleague. He's a senior fantasy football analyst. And, of course, I'm a senior fantasy football analyst, Matthew Berry.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fantastic day. The people out here in Foxborough were so nice, so great.
They're winners.
Yo, you could feel. I'm gonna be. Listen.
Salute the Patriots, baby.
Yo, I'm gonna keep it 100.
Keep it a buck.
I'm gonna keep it a buck 50. our feelings about the Patriots and frustrations with the Patriots, they're actually documented.
Mm-hmm.
They're verbally documented. We did the Brady bash.
Part one and two.
In my book that's being released that you could pre-order, I highly suggest it. It's actually documented on paper. This book has balls coming out October 24th.
Right.
The book is so good. This is no bullshit. Barnes & Noble's requested that the book comes out a week early.
Were?
And I'm saying that humbly. Listen.
Man. They know.
New York Times best-selling author Michael Rappaport, just do it so I can say that, folks. But I guarantee, I don't sell you a bag of fucking bullshit. When I told you we were going to fucking shut it down in Dallas, we shut it down in Dallas. This book has balls. It's fantastic. It continues the documentation of the love-hate relationship we have with the Patriots. But in real life, when you're at Gillette, when you're up here in Foxborough, you feel like a winner.
Yeah, Patriot place.
It's like Patriot land up here.
Yeah, it's like an outlet.
It's like a whole, like, it's like New England Patriot heaven.
Yeah.
So it was a great day, and we're releasing that this week on the next podcast, and we're releasing some of the other stuff with Gronk on the Fantasy Football Follies, and we're up here now, and Boston Strong, so yo, the fucking Tiki Torch,
cocksuckers,
skinny jean wearing,
motherfuckers,
and then the old gray beard, retired Neo, whatever the fuck they are, they came up to Boston, and Boston shut that shit down.
Yes, 40,000.
I never felt so much love and respect and affection for the city of Boston,
yeah,
the state of Massachusetts. 40,000 came out. The little, they were trying to kick that rhetoric, and they were going, "We can't hear you."
Yeah, get that shit
now
up
now. Take
here.
Your fucking act on the fucking road. Aiello came up to Boston. He said, "You cocksuckers, you want to come to my fucking city? I got fucking cousins. I got fucking uncles in Boston. I'll break your fucking skull. I'll take my fucking baseball bat and crack your fucking skull. You Ku Klux Klan cocksucker. White nationalist, I'll stick my fucking white fist up your fucking ass. But get the fuck out of here. Go the fuck back where you came from." Good, Boston.
Good. Boston did it. Did it.
Good. Good. I'm fucking so happy to be up here.
Yeah.
Proud to be in Boston.
Yep, today.
This ain't about Bucky Dent. This ain't about David Tyree.
What's the other motherfucker that hit the home run? Aaron what? Boone? It ain't about all that.
It ain't about Donnie Ballgame. It ain't about Derek Jeter. It ain't about the Boston Bruins who ran into the Madison Square Garden stands and beat people with their own shoes.
Damn, motherfuckers did that?
Salute to Boston. Boston's strongest.
Yeah, y'all showed up.
And did it great. You didn't even have to fight these motherfuckers.
Yeah, they broke out. Fuck them. Fuck them.
Now take your little fucking circus act on the road.
Where now?
Now the next thing you know they're going to do, they're going to start showing up with like elephants and tigers. They're going to have to like have jugglers.
Yeah.
Like just doing the rally with the tiki torches is enough. They're going to start. It's going to be like a fucking traveling carnival.
Yep. Yep.
Of displaced, friendless losers.
Losers.
And then the old school regime that's going to be coming out. Like, I'm come out of retirement, Billy Bob.
Yeah, and you're going to get your ass kicked.
The Bronx is next. Bring your fucking act to the Bronx.
Bring the tour, the hate summit.
Bring it to Broadway.
Bring
it, the bright lights in big city. You want to really get it popping, right? Bring it right to fucking Broadway.
Why not a major city like New York? We come into the Bronx, Grand Concourse. We're going to march. Man.
It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. So, Steve Bannon's out. We're not going to get into the stats and the bright part of it all.
Watch CNN for that.
Yeah. Watch MSNBC.
Yeah.
Watch Fox News. Watch whatever you want for that.
Let's give him that real, B.
Steve Bannon, you look like shit, Duke.
You look fucked up, Duke.
Now, you're out of the White House. You look like shit in the White House.
He was bleeding.
My man, you was bleeding through your skin, and you working in the White House? You a nasty fuck.
Peeling, dandruff. This is your crew, Trump?
This is your crew? This is the superior race?
Yeah.
You standing around in a meeting in the fucking Oval Office, and you bleeding through your skin?
For no reason, he's bleeding. It's not like it's a cut.
Why is Steve Bannon's grill bleeding all the time? He got dandruff in his shit, flaky skin, dry hair, fucking dirty ass clothes. Look like he just came out of a like he just walked dogs all day. He looks like a fucking professional dog walker.
He looks like shit.
Take a fucking flea bath, Steve Bannon.
Yeah. Kiehl's, what's good?
Kiehl's, yo, sympathetically, give me an address on where I can find Steve Bannon. Somebody from the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, get me his address at Breitbart. I'm going to send this motherfucker a whole Kiehl's package to fix his whole grill.
Yeah, man. blue astringent, all kind of good stuff.
You need the whole Kiehl's package. You look like shit.
How you come outside like that?
You're supposed to be presidential. You working in the in the office. Hey, you look like you smell like old newspaper.
Yeah, yeah. He looks like a hoarder.
You look like shit, Steve Bannon. Right after he left the White House, oh, I'm going to Breitbart. Now you're going to see the real guy that was in the president.
Yeah, yeah. In
the you're going to see the real him come through.
Yep, the hatred now.
And I want to say this to my Trump supporters. Listen, if the Knicks, with all our high hopes, could fire Phil Jackson because we thought we were getting one thing and we got another thing.
Right.
You think it felt good to fire Phil Jackson? You think that we were happy about that? What? You think even fucking James Dolan didn't feel like he got played?
Yeah.
If the New Orleans Saints could fire Mike Ditka because it's like, yo, this guy's fucking nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at it like that. Look at it like that.
Right.
Treat it like that. You didn't get what you were supposed to be getting.
Right.
Forget the past. Let's just talk to the Trump people right now. You're not getting what your guy sold you on.
Right. What you getting?
This isn't a ping pong fucking game. This is life.
Right.
If the Knicks could get rid of Phil Jackson, the New Orleans Saints could get rid of Mike Ditka, the Cowboys could get rid of
Tom Landry.
Yo, you got to move on.
Just you took that L. He souped y'all up.
He souped you up when we told you. And it's not about being right or being wrong. Me personally, if you just admit that he's a fuck up.
This is no president.
At this point, at 8 months in,
look what
forget your taxes, forget your gun control, forget the jobs, whatever the fuck. You hear all these different reports. At 8 months in, after all we've been through,
right.
If you still fuck with Trump, I hate to say it, G.
Yeah.
If you still fuck with Trump at this point, I don't see how you can't be some sort of racist.
Right, right. How are you going to fuck with this guy? How? How?
Everybody's like, well, let's just see what happens. Okay, what happens.
Right,
it's been 8 months of fucking just disorientation.
Cats just quitting at a whim.
And next is cockeyed Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah. Everybody got to go.
Cockeyed Kellyanne Conway. Do it for yourself.
Right. Sean Spicer was like, yo, I got to get the fuck out of here.
Sean Spicer's out.
He saved himself.
Sessions is out. The Mooch is out with his one lip ass.
Yo.
Cockeyed Kellyanne Conway, you're next.
Pence.
Mike Pence. Supposed to be Mr. Morality.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have a president. Your boss is a skirt-chasing, pussy-grabbing, low-end, two-bit, pimping cocksucker.
Right, and he has
and you're supposed
history.
To be Mr. Morality?
Right.
Mike Pence, his grill is also fucked up. And somebody was saying to me, I'm going to get back to Mike Pence's grill, and the fact that he always looks like he's afraid that he's going to blurt out,
right.
I love penis. He looks like he's on the verge of saying, I love cock. And I'm saying, Mike Pence, if you get the opportunity to become the president of the United States, embrace the fact that you're gay. It'll be great for the country. It'll be great for you.
Yeah.
Set your wife and kids free. They all know. Anybody who dislikes and disdains homosexuals that much.
Gotta be on the low.
Must enjoy a thumb. And I'm gonna talk about a little bit. Because I've had a piece of a thumb up my ass.
Oh, shit.
Word? I'm talking about the full thumb, Pence. You know what I'm talking about, Pence.
Damn, up his sphincter.
You like that, Mike Pence, and that's fine. Embrace it. You notice when he talks, he's always like, there's like a pause. He's afraid I'm going to say, I like dick. And I say, no problem, Mike. Yeah. I don't judge you.
Right. He's fixated on homosexuals.
We need you to like dick, Mike Pence.
Free yourself.
Free yourself. Free your mind.
And your ass will follow.
Yes. It's the Iron Rapport podcast. Free your mind. And your ass will follow.
Yes, Parliament P-Funk.
Let it go, Mike Pence. Let it go.
Word.
This isn't a football team. This isn't the Boston Bruins. This isn't the Chicago Bears. This isn't the Dallas Cowboys. This isn't the San Francisco 49ers. This is life. If you still fuck with Trump, Yo, I hate to say I'm making a cross.
Let's just call it what it is, man. That's this new media now, B.
If you still fuck with Trump after all this, I have to say, I have to assume you're racist. And I wasn't one of these people who, like, is on the racist police. But if you still fuck with this guy who will talk shit about popes, talk shit about newspapers, talk shit about fellow Republicans,
disabled
John McCain,
motherfuckers,
disabled people, Colbert, Kathy Griffin, all these other people he'll talk shit about, and you won't say nothing about these motherfuckers? Fuck Donald Trump. I never thought in my life, I never thought in my life that I would be thinking about our own president. This guy's a fucking, he's like, oh, they're bad guys. They're really bad. You're the bad guy. You're the real fucking bad guy. He's like, oh, they're really bad people.
He can't offend his base. They put him in. You kind of, politically, you got to kind of understand that as a politician, but he's not a politician. So the motherfuckers that put him in, he got to change the language. He has to. You would do it. You would.
I want somebody also out there with the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast, Barstool, Stoolies, how do I get a press pass? Because these press people are tiptoeing around it.
They saw.
They're scared that they're going to get banned from the press conference. But if I go once, if I could just go to one press conference, I don't give a fuck if they ban me.
Right. At least you got that question.
Yo, Trump, you're not going to tell me shh. No, I'm going to tell you shh.
Shut the fuck
up. You're not going to do that shit with me. I'm doing that same New York shit.
Yeah.
You from Queens. I'm doing that Brooklyn shit, Duke.
Do that. That's what you need to do.
I'll be like, nah, Duke. I'm asking the motherfucking questions, Duke. I can't wait till somebody takes the fucking shoe off and throws it at him like they did my man Bush. Because he doesn't have the quickness and lateral movement Bush has.
He's a
Bush
slob.
Bush ducked.
Trump is a slob.
Bush ducked.
Yeah, he made it. Yeah, he ducked.
He said, it popped up. Somebody needs to throw a shoe at this fuck. The only thing that he's accomplished is getting Kathy Griffin fired from CNN. Hollywood, stand the fuck up. Rehire Kathy Griffin. Just to spite this nasty fucking bloated dog face.
Oh, Kathy Griffin got blackballed?
Yeah, because she had a fake Donald Trump with some chocolate syrup on it. He was so offended.
Yeah, cut the head off. James Woods, I see you out there talking that sucker shit out there.
Actor James Woods.
Motherfucker think the set is real life. You talking a lot of dumb shit, rap, and this is your fellow actor, I'll kick his ass.
James Woods, if you want to step to G Monetti, anytime, any place, I used to respect you. I've met you. Playing yourself, Duke.
I never met him. This ain't the Onion Fields, B. You're going to get your ass kicked. You remember that movie that was in the Onion?
The mattress industry has forced consumers into paying notoriously high markups. But Casper is revolutionizing the mattress industry by cutting the cost of dealing with resellers and showrooms and passing that savings directly to you, the consumer. Look, buying a Casper mattress is easy. Okay, you could order it online. It's delivered to your door in a compact box. Free shipping and free returns. It's available in the U.S., Canada, and now in the UK. I got a special offer to listeners of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. You could save $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting www.casper.com/Rappaport. Casper.com/Rappaport, RAPAPORT, using the promo code Rappaport. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Casper.com/Rappaport and start sleeping the way you deserve to. Trump is so out of touch. He keeps tweeting. We have a president who's a Twitter tough guy, a keyboard karate expert.
Thin skin.
You so dope. The Kardashians got more followers than you, Duke.
What's up with
Kim Kardashian has more followers than you, Duke. You not all that, Trump.
Right.
You're a fucking clown.
He's talking about his winery after the press conference. Yeah, I got the biggest winery out there in Charlottesville. After he said all that sucker shit just moments before.
He said, I spent an important day at Camp David with our very talented generals and military leaders. Very talented? This ain't the Miss America pageant, motherfucker. very talented. These are badasses, the kind of motherfucker you're not. You avoided the fucking war. You're a bitch made dude.
Yeah, how do they feel about him?
They don't respect this guy. They're tolerating this motherfucker.
Right, right.
He says they're very talented. How do you refer to a fucking general as very talented?
A talented, right.
Like he's a fucking juggler.
Right.
You're talking about army generals? I was with the very talented army generals and leaders. Very talented. They're looking at this guy like you're a fucking joke.
Yeah.
You know they look at this guy like, yo, this motherfucker avoided Vietnam.
Yep. Those disciplined.
I wish one of those dudes just smacked fire out of Trump. Man. One of them dudes just catch a flashback, like a non-flashback on him and just choke him out with his socks or some shit.
But Trump, he's like taking all the statues down is sad.
Yeah, he's sad about that.
Yeah, he said, yo.
We're going to take those fucking Fleabag motels down in New York City with the gold on. It's not the 80s, Duke. Gold is out. Them shits are eyesores, Duke.
But, yo, he said they're erasing history, and it's real sad. Yo, those statues got to come down or put them in a museum.
Yeah,
Wait, rap.
You lost the war, but you want statues? LeBron lost the championship. You don't get a statue. You lost.
No.
You lost. They got to come down, man. Your history is a lie, B.
We're taking them shits down, Duke.
Yeah, yeah. All that General Lee sucker shit, over.
And Trump, you're never, ever, ever getting a statue, Duke, unless you pay for it yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody. Presidents get libraries, fucking terminals at LAX.
Right.
Airports and shit. Nobody's putting your shit up anywhere. You're the worst fucking dude ever.
Yeah, he's illustrating that.
You ain't getting a motherfucking Kmart.
Do what's best for the country, man. Keep that in your mind.
When you're done with these 4 years, if you make it through alive, if you don't fucking drop dead from exhaustion.
Or stress. Imagine how he is in the bed.
Imagine what Donald Trump looks like when he wakes up. Before he puts the makeup on, because whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, a Libertarian, or any of that, our president gets full makeup every day because he looks like shit.
Yeah.
So imagine when he wakes up without the makeup, he doesn't have his hair buttoned on, he takes his diaper off, and he gets ready for the day. He puts his fucking girdle on.
Yeah. He got to hold that stomach in.
He's a disgusting animal.
Yeah.
Whole crew is chump.
Yeah. And they all quitting.
All quitting.
Yeah. You ain't all that. Your crew is quitting, B. What the fuck?
What? What's up with your crew,
What's
dude?
Up with your crew, man?
So I got to do the Stephen Colbert show the other day.
Yeah, man. I saw that. You did good, man.
I was in there with Miles Davis, Jordan Winter. We were in there with my man Colbert. You could look it up on YouTube if you haven't seen it. You know, I brought the noise. They had to cut some of it out. It's a funny process because I've done talk shows, but I never had anything cut out.
Oh.
I went long. You know, they can only do so much time, but they cut some of my shit out. The first thing I said to Stephen Colbert when I got out there, he said, "Nice to have you." I said, "This is where the Mooch sat," because Scaramucci was on 3 days before me.
Yep.
And he said, "Yep." I said, no wonder, because it still smells like cat piss.
That brought the house down?
Oh, I had the fucking crowd on the edge of their seat.
All right.
And then he said to me, you know, I know you like to curse. What words are you afraid of saying? And I said, fuck. And, cocksucker.
Dude, fuck you.
And then I said, cunt.
Right.
They were supposed to beep them. They were going to beep them all out. This was a bit. They told me that I could curse. They wound up cutting that whole thing out. The reason why I said cunt, I said, because I told Colbert, I said I was afraid I was going to talk about Trump.
Oh.
And that's what, I don't use that word to talk about women.
Right.
Him. But it turned out good. It was fun. It's exciting live TV. You know, I was up there. One of the things that I got a little flack from is because he asked me about my basketball career. And he said, well, what happened? And I said, you know, I just... You know, he said, why didn't you make it? I said, being slow and Jewish caught up with me.
Right.
And I said, you know, there's no Jews in the NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL, soccer, European soccer.
Right.
And then just, I'm just riffing. And I said, porn. And a lot of people who saw it said, yo, you disrespecting Big Ron Jeremy. And I want to say,
oh, word.
Yo, that slipped my mind.
Word.
I wasn't planning on saying what I was saying. Ron Jeremy is the Jesse Owens of porn for Jews. Breakthrough performer. Big Ron Jeremy.
Well respected.
Swinging dick.
Yeah, for putting it down.
He's kind of like the Sid Greenberg of Jewish porn stars.
Yeah.
So I didn't do it on purpose. I was just talking, riffing. I didn't plan on saying that. So I wanted to give a shout out to Big Ron.
Yes. Retraction. Retraction.
And make a retraction.
That's right.
See if I could do it.
Trump.
What's the problem?
Yes.
I'm making a retraction. No disrespect to Big Ron Jeremy. I know your work. I know your style. Very influential in the porn community. Iconic porn star.
And in my life, influential. I learned a lot of fuck styles from him.
Guys, fuck styles, buck wild.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down, no one can argue whether or not Ron Jeremy's fuck style is buck wild or not.
Yep.
It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. Listen to this funk. Be right back. What else is going on?
Conor McGregor, all that stuff is coming.
Listen, everybody on social media, they have a auto keyboard on your social media, on your phone. You could auto keyboard.
Yes.
Get your ifs, get your buts, get your coulda, woulda, shouldas. Put that in your auto keyboard.
Yeah.
Because Saturday night, August 26th, all you Conor McGregor fans are going to need your ifs, your buts, the what ifs.
Yeah.
The whoa, he did this.
Right. But he did this.
But no, it's over.
It's over.
The time has come.
He couldn't touch him.
He couldn't touch him.
And he wasn't running.
And expect this, people. After Mayweather beats Conor McGregor in whatever fashion he does.
Right.
I'm going hard bati karate, full throttle. I'm trying to go for the rant of the century. Conor McGregor talking all that shit. I watch All Access Showtime. Watch every single press conference. You're talking all that shit. When Irish eyes get blackened.
Yeah.
On August 26th.
And we're going to have some music for your ass, too.
We got something real special for you. G. Monetti
got some Irish funk.
We're going to slow it down real nice.
Yes.
Just like when we pull that Willie Hutch out.
Yep.
August 26th. Get your ifs. Get your keyboard ready.
Yeah.
For all your excuses, because the shit's finally coming to an end.
Yep.
So now, a couple of days ago, Jay-Z did a podcast. I think it was, what was it, Rap Radar?
Yep.
Shout out to Rap Radar.
Former label mates.
And he talked about a whole bunch of things. Unlike me, he supports LaVar Ball. I think he's a fucking clown.
Okay.
I think that he doesn't care about anybody but himself. I truly don't.
I hear you.
I think it's a
you think it's a fucking show.
Oh, it's a show.
Okay. He told Magic that though, Magic Johnson.
It's a show.
Yeah.
So Hov talked about, and then they asked him about the breach in his friendship with Kanye West, and this is where I was like offended.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. See, this is what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Yo, nothing but respect for Hov. Couldn't say enough about him.
Everybody knows that.
Favorite rapper.
Yeah, come on.
Great guy. My favorite rapper is Jay-Z. He's the best.
Of course.
The body of work, technique, flow, going with the times, hit songs, everything. Jay-Z is the best.
Yeah.
He's the best. Of course, I love other people. But when you look at the whole thing, Jay-Z, when you line all the numbers up, Jay-Z.
Clearly number one.
Clearly number one.
Yeah.
This is why I was disappointed with that record. As much as I love Jay-Z, I don't care about what's going on in your personal life.
Word. Mom Dukes, we don't care about that, B.
I don't care about why you and Kanye West are friends or not friends. I could give a fuck, Duke.
Yeah. Word.
And I'm not even saying anything. Why are people interested in this?
Like, we not friends no more.
Who cares?
Yeah. Funky beats, fly rhymes.
Yo, this is hip-hop. You guys don't like each other. Battle about it.
Oh, yeah. Let's see how nice he is. If he can fuck with you.
Take him to the woodshed, Hov.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm not even fucking mad at Hov. I'm like, why are you asking him? Oh, well, so you and Kanye
had a beef.
So when did the friendship, when did it get funky? Keep it real, Hov. I don't give a fuck.
Right. It's about music, right?
This ain't family therapy.
Yeah. Like what's the motherfucking name? You a doctor?
Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
They're like, well, when this happened, I don't care about that. If y'all got a beef, and this is hip hop, get on some songs. It doesn't have to be no fight shit. Battle it out, and that'll settle it.
Right.
This is not TMZ. It's not Access Hollywood.
See, they don't take the approach like Nas. Nas come right back at your ass. Ain't no, I can't, Jay-Z, man, he did that sucker shit, and I don't know. Nas came at your ass like Jaws.
What do you think Jay-Z should have said about Kanye?
He's on fucking meds. I don't take what he says serious. He's mad at me. He's on stage ranting around. He's supposed to be emceeing. Why is he talking about me on stage? He's crazy. But he's a good guy. Next question.
Right. It's not Days of Our Lives.
Right. Nobody gives a fuck about if y'all friends or not. Get in the crates. Write the rhymes. Make the beats.
And as great as Jay-Z is, that 444 record, 3 weeks later, I'm walking around New York. I don't hear it bumping out of nobody's car.
Right.
That's the first time a Jay-Z record ever. Them shits usually last a year.
Yeah, it's a year.
Because the songs just keep going. I haven't heard one person in a club, in a car, at the gym, during warm-ups for the big three,
right,
in the locker room,
right,
for the
it's
big
not
three.
On. It's not on.
Nobody's playing that shit. Right. That shit don't get you hype.
Hey, speaks for itself.
Jay-Z is the ultimate New York MC. You walk around New York City, when he has a record out, you're supposed to hear it. People, bike messengers are playing it, bumping out of cars. I've yet to hear it be played one time.
He's that guy, man. Hey, this is... Hey, you get on some Ellen shit, that's what happened.
Yo, I realized earlier today, Jordan Winter, statistician, he told me that the NBA season is starting earlier this season. And I said, fuck.
Why?
Fuck. I don't want it to start early.
It's usually October, right?
It's starting like, usually it starts October 31st, November 1st.
Right.
It's apparently moving sooner so the season can be a little bit more spread out. I was like, I don't want to deal with these fucking guys anymore.
Word.
I need a break from the NBA. I'm not looking forward to these 19-year-old fucks who argue about their NBA 2K
rating
playing professional basketball.
Yeah.
And all the other drama. You got Carmelo working out on Instagram every single day.
With his fucking hoodie.
He's up there scoring points. They're playing pickup games. He's doing, you know, all these drills. Carmelo looks good. He's scoring points, working out. One day he has a hoodie on. The next day he doesn't have a hoodie on. It's not going to mean shit because the Knicks ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah, with your hoodie or with it off. And he's always doing offensive shit. He's scoring in the fucking practices. But I'm looking at the video. I'm like, we know you could score.
You could score any all day, every day.
You've proven that since Syracuse. But what you haven't proven is the ability to play defense. So why not be in the videos without a basketball doing slides?
I want to see Carmelo Anthony doing this shit.
You know the drills we used to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you could score.
Right. Everybody knows
he's got fucking offensive arsenal up the wazoo.
You don't need to work out.
I want to see your fucking slides. I want to see some fucking defense.
Right, right.
Because you haven't proved that ever.
Right.
And I fuck with you, Melo. Enough with the fucking...
Take the hoodie off.
Take the fucking hoodie off.
Yeah.
Put some fucking knee pads on. I want to see you dive for a loose ball.
Yeah, go out of bounds.
That's your next Instagram video I want to see.
Dive into the bleachers.
I've seen enough fucking up and unders, jab step, turn around, fadeaways.
Yep.
I want to see you dive for a fucking ball.
I want to see if you dive head first into the bleachers, a la Derek Jeter when he cut his fucking eye. When he caught the ball.
Because he's a winner.
Yeah. Dive head first.
We know you could score. And then this former ESPN chick, Britt McHenry.
Talking greasy.
Talking greasy.
Yeah. Stick to sports.
Barely. This is the one who got fired for one of the reasons, because she was in a her car got towed. She was so rude and so disrespectful to the lady in there.
She's an alt-right reporter.
She's real. All these blonde head, blue eyes, no ass. They're like the queen. They're like the fucking. These are like the Aryan dream come true.
Yeah,
blonde, blue hair, blue eyed, rail thin.
Yeah,
no ass. Medium perky tits.
Yep.
Square jaw.
That's it. They up there.
That's the Aryan goddess.
Yep.
Not that she believes that.
Right.
But for those alt-right fucks, like, that's the ultimate woman.
And Jemele Hill is the fucking antichrist.
5'7", 110 pounds.
Yep. That's it. Rail thin.
Rail thin. For some reason, these alt-right guys, they love their girls.
Ass like a wall.
And I'm not saying that Britt McHenry. But her and that other little groupie, Tommy Loren.
Yeah.
She's another one. She's like the fucking, she's like the real Republican dream girl.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like a little, to me, she's like a Republican groupie. She's the same chick that'll be backstage at an R. Kelly concert with eyes aglaze.
Yeah, hell yeah. Looking to get piped out.
But it's just, she's under a ruse of, I'm a Republican.
Yeah.
But when R. Kelly comes to town, you're in the fucking hotel.
Yeah.
You're in the after show.
You're in the lobby.
With big eyes.
Yep.
And the whole crew could get a piece.
Uh-huh.
Tommy Loren, you're just a little groupie. You're a Republican groupie.
Yep.
You're not fooling me. I don't care about skinny white girls. Mm. They do nothing for me. Never have.
Optically, hell no.
I'm not impressed with you. Tommy Loren, Britt McHenry. Britt McHenry said she was questioning why Kevin Durant isn't going to go to the White House. And she said, this is on Twitter. She said, okay, let's discuss how successful a man such as yourself can show unity meeting with the White House. Just 20 minutes. Your presence can inspire. Turn that motherfucking Willie Hutch on.
Yeah, give the Willie.
Let me tell you something, Britt McHenry.
Mm-hmm, get in there.
Yo, nobody is going to see your man. Get used to it. The NFL ain't going. The whole NBA ain't going. Nobody gives a fuck about a meet and greet with this motherfucker. You do, Britt McHenry. Because you'll show up any place, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
To any event. Because you're looking to get ahead in life. But we saw what you were about on that videotape.
Word.
Kevin Durant said, so sorry, boo-hoo. He's not fucking with the president.
Right.
This dude is a clown. What good does it do Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr, all these people? Nobody wants to look this motherfucking creep in the face, Britt McHenry. You want to go in there and meet him? You go in there and meet him.
Yeah.
But you're not getting an invite because you ain't shit.
And why are you begging motherfuckers to meet him? If he's that dope, motherfuckers are going to go meet him. He's embarrassed himself throughout the world. Of course no one wants to fuck with him.
You a little groupie, Britt McHenry.
Yeah. You get up in there and give him
you
that.
You go up in there, you show him what it is.
Yeah, give him that top.
Give him some of that skull. Here's what you do, Britt McHenry.
All right.
Here's what you do. You go into the White House, you meet Trump, and you see if he treats you the way you want to be treated, like, oh, I'm a smart, articulate, respectful woman. You see if your president treats you with that respect that you think he's going to.
Yeah, he's going to say, look at the fucking can on her.
He disrespected the president of France. He's cop talking about the way she looks. What is he going to do with a little groupie like you, Britt McHenry?
Word. You're right.
Go in there. Durant don't need to meet him. Steph ain't going to fuck him. And Steph is a good guy.
Right.
You think Draymond Green gives a fuck about this creep?
In good conscience, you can't fuck with him.
Britt McHenry, you go up in there and Tommy Loren. You guys think this guy is so dope. You see what it is when the cameras are off.
Yeah.
You see how he talks to you.
You have to get.
You see if he's how he's Googling you, how he's looking at you.
You get finger popped in the Rose Garden.
You go meet him, Britt McHenry, and bring that little groupie Tommy Loren with you. See, I am Rapport Stereo Podcast.
Yeah, fuck that, rap.
Yo, so before we get out of here, I got to tell you, Cat Chronicles.
Oh, word.
So
yeah.
The other night, I'm in bed with my Wiz.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping, and I hear like a noise like this. Like, first I think I'm wheezing because I tend to do that.
Right.
Shout out to all Ashkenazi Jews.
You got that nose. You can't help it.
Wasn't me. I look over at my Wiz. I thought she was wheezing, snoring. Wasn't her. Then I look over at Wheezy the dog.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't him.
Uh-huh.
Wake up to realize that there was a feline sexual assault going on in my backyard.
Damn, the cats was getting it in.
It was like a fucking cat orgy.
Were?
All sorts of meow, 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 meow.
Skeeting.
I opened the door to the balcony.
Did you get hit by skeet?
No. I threw water down there on them. They all scurried. I heard the noise, the feet.
Damn. You fucking up their orgy.
Vile.
Corgy.
They were freaking off.
Yeah. How you gonna fuck up the cat's orgy?
Laid back down. 2 minutes later, they started freaking off again.
I would too. Like, you won't stop no show.
One monkey.
One cat.
You got anything else?
I was in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they usually say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but not this.
Oh, okay.
G. Moody is now married to the lovely, beautiful Lois Moody.
Now, this is going to come as a surprise to a lot of the Iron Rapport listeners because, number one, you've talked about being married in the past. Number two, if they really follow you, there's been some social media things that might be confusing.
Yeah.
Number three, you never mentioned anything about possibly getting married. Do you want to share the context of the marriage with the listeners, or do you want to save that for later?
I'm going to go into it a little bit.
Okay, go ahead. Because
when you know, you know. It's the Iron Rapport Podcast, and we're out.
Sorry. All 300-plus episodes, I do the outros. That's all you want to share
that's
here
it.
Now?
Okay. When you know, you know.
This is the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. Coming live and direct. Fantasy Football Follies every single Thursday for the entire fantasy football and NFL season. Rate, review, and subscribe. It's a lot of fun. Got my man Nate Burleson, Steve Smith Sr., Michael Fabiano, Tommy G, the A-list of the A-list. Talking NFL, talking fantasy. Helping me be the best senior fantasy football analyst I could be. I am the Gringo Mandingo.
I am G. Monetti, always ready.
It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast.